ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। From the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can understand that there are three principal forms of Vedic literature. At least at the higher level of the Vedic literature. That is, the first point is delineating the truth. Delineating means defining, making clear. This we understand from the first verse of Bhagavatam. Satyam param dhimahi. We meditate upon the Supreme Truth. That Supreme Truth is Krishna. Some aspects of how He is the Supreme Truth are summarized in that first verse of Bhagavatam. Then, in the second verse, we come to the point of separating or distinguishing truth from untruth. And in the third verse, the relishing of the sweetness of the Supreme Truth. So these three subjects constitute the whole of Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost literature. Everything is there. Clear delineation of the Absolute Truth. Distinguishing the Absolute Truth from all misrepresentations of truth. And relishing the beauty and sweetness of the Absolute Truth. That is in the perfect stage of spiritual existence. Now, in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, most authors have concentrated on the subject described in the third verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva exhorts us, Mohoraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. Go on, go on. Go get it, you rasiks. Go get that nectar. And the Gauriyas have taken that up very seriously. And they've written thousands of poems, especially in Bengali, glorifying the pastimes of Krishna, especially the Rasa Lila. And in the Madhva Sampradaya, there are many, many, many works which are concerned with destroying that apasiddhanta dvanta hari, with removing the darkness of wrong conclusions. So this Bhagavad Darshan, it concentrates more on the first and second points. And particularly on the second point. Quoting Srila Prabhupada, our first business is to wake up the general mass of people from this illusory condition of life. Back to Godhead is especially meant for that purpose. So back to Godhead is not meant particularly for describing the intimate pastimes of Krishna. But for helping people to come to that point. Most people have absolutely no idea of this at all. And most of Srila Prabhupada's writing and preaching is to bring people to help people to understand the purpose of life. And to help them to come into Krishna consciousness. To understand very clearly what Krishna consciousness is. To practice the process of bhakti yoga. And in this way become qualified to relish the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Now, we may say that, well, already Gita and Bhagavatam are there. And they very clearly delineate the truth and distinguish it from non-truth. And so what need is there for any other book? That also is stated in the Bhagavatam itself, in the very beginning. Kimva parai, what need is there of anything else? The answer to that question may be more than one. There may be more than one answer to this question. In other words, why have Bhagavad Darshan at all? Why have this magazine? Why not just give people Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam? Well, one reason is that the truth is one, But untruth comes in many, many forms. And although the Gita and Bhagavatam, in a broad way, address all kinds of non-truth, still that non-truth manifests in innumerable ways. And you may have had this experience when talking with people who want to argue with you and not accept what you say, that Krishna provides them with intelligence to make up newer and newer arguments all the time to avoid the truth. We find in one of Srila Prabhupada's purports in Bhagavad Gita, as it is, he speaks of some philosopher called the Vaibhashikas, who Krishna, by speaking one verse, he was refuting their theories. So such philosophers, we never heard of them nowadays. But there are plenty of atheists, Mayavadis, Karma Murhadhi, people who are simply interested, foolish people who are simply interested in enjoying this material world and making a philosophy to support themselves doing so. So it is required to refute, in terms of Bhagavad philosophy, to refute the wrong ideas that are currently prominent. And these ideas, well, they're coming all the time, new. Actually, it's the same old nonsense, but in a different package. Just like in Tamil Nadu, one of the most influential people over the last, how many, three generations is this Periyar? About three, four generations is Periyar. He didn't say anything new. Since time immemorial, there are people saying similar things. But he said it in a little bit different way, and no one had said it so prominently, and it got promoted, so it became popular. And people are misled by such wrong ideas. Now, if you read all of Srila Prabhupada's Gita and Bhagavatam, you will understand that whatever Mr. Periyar says is wrong. Tiru Periyar. But the problem is, because people are influenced by him, they don't want to read Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Mm. So, if we have an article in Bhagavad Darshan, why Tiruperiya is a damful number one? Well, we probably have to put it in a little bit different terms. Then people who are influenced by him would be interested to read that. And even the people who support him, they'll want to read it so that they can fight back. So it requires devotees who are well steeped in the knowledge of the Vaishnava teachings as received from Srila Prabhupada's Gita and Bhagavatam purports to write such articles. But all the time such ideas are coming. From different directions and in different ways, attacks on theism. Recently, a Hindi film was released called Oh My God. Hindi film with an English name. So the general message was that deity worship is nonsense. That sadhus are all cheaters. That if Krishna came now, he wouldn't appear as he did. He would appear in a business suit with glasses. He would appear in a business suit wearing glasses. And that real service to God is to feed the poor. Well, some of our ISKCON devotees might agree. But that is not the actual message of Gita and Bhagavatam. And foolish people watch such a movie and they think, oh, now I'm enlightened. Now I understand. All this religion is cheating. So devotees, they have to distinguish reality from truth. It is a fact that many sadhus are cheaters. But it's not a fact that all sadhus are cheaters. So all these points should be delineated. And actually, one of our devotees, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, he wrote a rebuttal to that in English. I don't know if it's published in Hindi also, but I saw it in English. So, Bhagavad Darshan, this magazine, is to give the perspective of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam on all kinds of issues. That is the meaning of, that's the very meaning of Bhagavad Darshan. And this was, practically this is Srila Prabhupada's mission. From the very beginning, he was publishing Bhagavad Darshan in exactly this manner. Taking up topical issues and giving the light of the Bhagavad Darshan on that. Now, Srila Prabhupada had many programs for spreading Krishna consciousness. And after he started his preaching in the West, he gradually unfolded them all. Publishing Back to Godhead was one of the first projects which Srila Prabhupada inaugurated in the West. Even before he started mass book distribution, he started distribution of Back to Godhead. And from the very beginning, he gave it to his disciples to write, publish, and distribute. And even though in the beginning of the Back to Godhead in the West, the writers were very neophyte devotees, but Srila Prabhupada had them do the bulk of the writing. Although sometimes he would intervene and give directions to change the content and style when it became outside of the scope of Krishna consciousness as Srila Prabhupada wanted to present it. So Srila Prabhupada from the very beginning had great faith that his disciples, if they simply heard him and followed him, they could represent the same message of Vyasadeva that he was representing. But Srila Prabhupada was very aware of that there, throughout the world, there are subtle cultural differences. And he said to his devotees in the West that you hear me and you present the same message in your own language. And in your own language means not simply language, but it means with the style, the culture, the underlying assumptions. We see that culturally, people are very different. That is, the cultural differences throughout the world are reducing, but they're still quite pronounced. For instance, there are distinct cultural differences between Tamils and Bengalis, and what to speak of between Indians and Americans. There are cultural differences between Tamil Nadu Tamils and Malaysian Tamils. There are cultural differences between Tamil Hindus and Tamil non-Hindus. There are cultural differences between Tamil Brahmins and Tamil Hindu non-Brahmins. Brahmins drink stronger coffee. And more of it. And more of it. More of it. But basically within one language group, there's one overall culture, you can say. So, and there are certain cultural issues within a certain culture and language group. For instance, within the Tamil-speaking group, the influence or what people think of Tiru Periyar is an issue for everybody, but if you just go over the border to Sularapeta in Andhra Pradesh, they don't give a damn. So this Bhagavad Darshan is a madhyam, it's a medium, a vehicle for all of you who have received the mercy of Srila Prabhupada in the form of his teachings to represent that to others within your language group. Of course, the first thing we learn in Krishna consciousness is that we are not the body. But still, we have at the present time been born in a certain kind of body. With a certain kind of conditioning. Which is similar to the conditioning of others born in the same kind of body. So the Bhagavad Darshan Patrikai is your duty to take, via this medium, to take the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and present that in a meaningful way to the people of Tamil Nadu. Now there are several Hindu magazines published regularly in Tamil. Some of them mostly have some stories. Tell you how you can get good luck by worshipping different deities. TTD is also now publishing a regular magazine. And I believe that Ahobilam Matam is also producing some magazine. So, all right, very good. But Bhagavad Darshan's purpose is somewhat different to these magazines. These magazines, they are mostly for in-house consumption. That means for the people who are already their followers. Whereas Bhagavad Darshan is especially meant to go to all classes of people. To challenge all the wrong ideas. And to give the proper understanding on all issues. Generally people think religion, that's just some useless thing. That's just some diversion. That's got nothing to do with real life. But the devotees, they should give commentary on all issues and show how it is relative. It shouldn't be simply a sentimental religious magazine. But it should point out all the discrepancies in modern society. And with the modern ideas that are the underlying all the discrepancies in modern society. And it should give the proper solution. And it should be done in such an intelligent and convincing style that even the opponents will have to admit that this is not just something sentimental. And it should establish the real principles of religion. People say, oh, religion, that's useless. But we should establish what is actual religion. The pillars of actual religion are satyam, truthfulness, swacham, cleanliness or purity, tapasya, austerity, and daya, or compassion, mercy. Now, no one can say that these are not good qualities. And anyone, they may be Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, they'll all agree that these are the components of religion. We can openly say that any so-called religion that does not promote these four is no religion at all. And this way, it can be shown that Krishna consciousness, more than any other process in the world that is called religious, Krishna consciousness brings out these qualities. So this will be appreciated by all honest people. As is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhavaha. Srila Prabhupada in this verse, he translates Sadhavaha, which is a plural of sadhu, he translates it as purified men who are thoroughly honest. So purified men who are thoroughly honest will hear, repeat, and accept the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here in Tamil Nadu and also in Gujarat and maybe in other places also, we have several subscribers to Bhagavad Darshan who are from a Muslim background. We heard glorification of Satyanarayan Prabhu for enrolling 1,000 Bhagavad Darshan subscribers. And Nanda Gopal also many. And we have the in Madurai, Balaram Govinda, 5,000 a month, I think it is. And now that Ved Narayan is back in his home base of Trichandra, we can expect him to increase the Bhagavad Darshan subscriptions. Now, over in Namakkal, which is a fairly small town, where is he? Varadaraja? He's there. He's also been making many Bhagavad Darshan subscriptions. Thousand also, yeah. And also quite a few Muslims. So we should write this Bhagavad Darshan articles in such a way that they may not even be Hindus, but if they are actually serious about religious values, they will appreciate it. The real success of this magazine will be that people who are not within our group appreciate it. Srila Prabhupada always presented that Krishna consciousness is a science. And we make a great mistake if we present Krishna consciousness as some kind of sectarian religion. Science means that it is truth which is applicable to all persons in all eras, in all circumstances.
Yeah.
So different people have different different shades of Maya or different flavors of Maya affecting them. But the truth is always the truth. So if we're actually presenting Krishna consciousness as the truth, then that will be understood and accepted by people, unless they are demons, full out demons. But they will be exposed as demons if they don't accept the nirapeksha satya. That is a term that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to use, the unbiased truth. So these articles have to be prepared very carefully. As Srila Prabhupada said, the Bhagavad Darshan, the articles, they should be authorized, they should be recognized to be as good as Shastra. In the Gaudiya Math, at the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there was one magazine published in Bengali called Gaudiya. That was the name of the magazine. And back to Godhead, as Srila Prabhupada presented it, it largely took, the style is similar to that Gaudiya magazine. Inasmuch as it is meant to present Krishna consciousness to the thinking public, and to refute all prevalent misconceptions about Krishna and Vaishnavism. And there are, in the Gaudiya also, there were articles which were meant for devotees also, more for devotees also, but the lead articles were mostly polemic. And they were really heavy in every sense. Heavy in the sense that they really attacked all wrong ideas. Attack is the right word. And they were heavy in their style was like very, very intellectual, very linguistically difficult. But attacking wrong ideas and really, I mean, just cutting them up into pieces, but scientifically, systematically. Not just saying that these people are wrong, but showing very clearly how they are wrong. Now, Srila Prabhupada's style of writing and speaking was different to that of his Guru Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was almost deliberately complex in his style of presentation. Srila Prabhupada was Srila Prabhupada was deliberately very simple and clear. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta's style is also clear, but you have to clear your head a bit to understand it. But yeah, it was the same. It was destroying all the wrong ideas and establishing the right idea. So that magazine became famous among the intellectuals of Bengal. And although it was fashionable at the time for intellectuals to attack Vaishnavism, practically they stopped because of the Gorya magazine. Because they knew that if they published anything against Krishna or Vaishnavism, or if they said anything in a public place, the Gorya magazine would take it up and would chop it up into little pieces and show the show clearly that the person who said that is a complete ignorant rascal. And of course, to take such a position isn't easy. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was fighting all his life. And there were threats on his life. And many people advised him to tone down. Just be a bit more gentle. But he didn't. He felt it was better to live in danger than to not present the truth fully and uncompromising. So you should take up the same mission in parampara with this Bhagavad Darshan. At present, we are preaching, and generally some pious people are coming and taking up Krishna consciousness. So that is good, that is very nice. But that is not a very great credit. When the atheists and the demons start chanting Hare Krishna, then you will know that you are actually getting the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas. But that will not happen unless you challenge these rascals. so many years this pariah has been polluting the consciousness of these of your people, and no one has given him a fitting reply. So you should do so. And the followers of Periyar will hate you. But all the pious people, they will appreciate. And the pious people who themselves, they're not quite sure because, well, maybe Periyar is right, they're thinking. Then they will know that actually Shastra is right. And you should show all the wrong things in society. People think, oh, big factories coming up. You should write articles. What is the benefit of this factory? Srila Prabhupada wrote that factories are dungeons for demons. He wrote that factory is another name for hell. So you should quote Srila Prabhupada and explain that in the context of life in modern Tamil Nadu, Ford Motor Company and all this kind of thing. Someone is coming on TV and telling everyone you should have lots of sex. You should write against it. What is wrong with this? Don't be dull-headed. Don't think just, go, hurry, bowl, and that's all we've got to do. We have to fight against these owls. I'm quoting Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said this is an owl civilization. That the owl, if you tell him there is the sun, he will say, he'll close his eyes and say, I don't see it, I don't believe. So Prabhupada said, you have to forcibly open up the eyes of these owls. That is our duty. So this Bhagavad Darshan in Tamil is being appreciated because it is taking up some issues like this. It is taking up some topical issues. But you will know that the success is there when there are protest marches against it. When they call you on TV against the person you have said is a rascal, and you have to debate with him. That Prabhupada said, we'll know that our movement is a success when the demons are disturbed. So, happy fighting. Happy fighting. Fighting, fighting, fighting. Srila Prabhupada said this magazine should be more popular than Life magazine. So Vasudev Datta gave some names, but I can't remember. Some popular magazines here. India Today must be there in Tamil. Yeah. So why is India Today popular? Well, Shravid Varaho Shtrakarai Sangstuta Purusha Pashahu Nayat Karna Pato Petas Jatu Nama Gadagraja. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses praise persons who do not like to hear the glories of Krishna. Do not like to hear the name of Krishna. So India Today is popular because it deals with issues which people think are relevant to them. And it gives a commentary that people think is cool. They think it's good. It gives commentary also that people are ready to accept. India Today, it's not just news, it's dedicated to making Indians into non-Indians, into making them Americans, in outlook. So we should deal with issues that people think are relevant to them. We have no shortage of subject matter. Because Srila Prabhupada spoke on so many issues. Just like now in India, they're promoting a lot this RTE, right to education. All the children should go to school and become trained to become demons. They don't say that, but that's... This is an issue in India. All the children must go to school. So our Bhagavad Darshan should be the medium to present Srila Prabhupada's teachings why all children should not go to school. Everyone can learn to read, so they can read Prabhupada's books, that's all. And that will be controversial. Then you have to defend. What's the use of these teachings of Prabhupada if we don't repeat them and we just leave them in the book and hope that people never read them? These are relevant issues. It affects the life of every person in this country. It affects the life of every person in this country. The demons, they realize that if you educate the kids the way you want to educate them, then you can just exploit them. And they put it in a way, it's for the benefit of the children. So that if you don't send your children to school, you're doing something wrong. So these demons are very intelligent. But devotees should be more intelligent. If we simply accept the idea of the demons, then that means that we have agreed to be ruled by Ravana. So you should all write something for Bhagavad Darshan. Read Prabhupada's books. The natural result of reading Prabhupada's books is that you should become inspired by them. You should become inspired to bring this message to others. Prabhupada's message is very heavy. Srila Prabhupada was a great guru. He was a great guru. The guru means heavy. Srila Prabhupada was a great guru. He was very heavy. Rama heavy. Adhikamana heavy. He was very heavy. So, if we're going to be followers of Prabhupada, we can't be feathers floating in the air. Just wherever the air blows, we go. We have to be solid and strong. Prabhupada said this, all right, let's tell all the people. So, even if people are not fully convinced at first, they will recognize that there's some substantial message. Then they can start to read Gita and Bhagavatam. In the beginning, people are not interested to read. But if we give them all the topics they're interested with the Bhagavad insight, they say, oh, I never thought of that. Where did you get that from? It's all from these books, Gita and Bhagavatam. Oh, then maybe I should read that also. So, Gita and Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, these are the ultimate shastras for every Gaudiya. So, Bhagavad Darshan is one of the main functions of Bhagavad Darshan is to get people to come to the point of reading these books. Even we distribute many books, but it may not be that people are reading them. Sometimes people say that. But in Bhagavad Darshan, if they can read, they may. People may see their articles, they may see one that's of interest to them, another one that's of interest to them. Everyone will find something interesting in it. And then their interest to read these source materials should awaken. So, yeah, write for it, read it yourself. Oh, in this regard, there's another anecdote from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Uh, He asked one of his disciples that, how do you spend your days? He asked one of his disciples how he spends his days. And the disciple said that, well, you know, I have this service and that service, and when I get a little time, I read the Shastra. So Saraswati Thakur asked him, do you read the Gaudiya magazine? He said, no, I don't get that much time for reading, so I just read the Shastras. So Saraswati Thakur said, if you don't read the Gaudiya, you'll never understand the Shastra. Because actually a lot of the Gaudiya articles, they were transposed from lectures of Saraswati Thakur. So Bhagavad Darshan should be of such quality that that helps us to understand the Shastra. So especially those who are leaders, they should write. Now we have institutional leaders, temple presidents and sannyasis and so on. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave Brahminical initiation quite freely. And Srila Prabhupada continued that. Now, the idea of giving Brahminical initiation wasn't so that devotees could go around showing their thread and claiming themselves to be senior to others. Brahmin means one who is Brahma Janatiti Brahmana, one who is absorbed in Shastric knowledge. So those of you who are Brahmin initiated, you should always be studying Shastra. And you should present that knowledge to others. And you should write for Bhagavad Darshan. Now, if there's some topical issue, what you should do, you should study that issue very thoroughly, which may mean you have to read different newspapers and this and that. Then you study all the relevant parts of Shastra, which all the teachings of Shastra and what Srila Prabhupada has given us relevant to that subject. And you pray to Srila Prabhupada for guidance in how to present the teachings relevant to this issue. And then Krishna will bless you to do that. It's a very serious task. For this reason, Srila Prabhupada gave Brahminical initiation. For deity worship, yes. For neophyte devotees to think they're very important. But the real purpose is that they can become actual spiritual leaders by giving spiritual knowledge relevant to the people who even are not interested in spiritual knowledge. Hare Krishna. That is my Bhagavad Darshan about Bhagavad Darshan. Giving the light of the Bhagavat. All right, any comments? Questions? Anyone want to express their fear? They don't want to come under attack.
Thanking you for explaining about how during the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is and try to write it. Another anecdote. The devotee in Puri, Chatishekar Prabhupada, has told you that land, and everyone, all of us, are also the land.
He's just saying. Okay. The lion should be very comforting to the cubs. And very fearful to everyone else. No, that's Sridhar Swami said in his Bhagavad commentary. What is that? You probably don't know. About Nrsingha, yeah. There's just a lion is very. Lion is very pleasing to the cubs. Sridhar Swami means the commentator on Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami. He was a devotee of Nrsimhadev. Okay, say it in Tamil. Yes, very good question. Preaching Krishna consciousness not only via Bhagavad Darshan. And even Bhagavad Darshan doesn't have to be only hammer. Hammer. Preaching Krishna consciousness is an all-around package. So there should be Harinam Sankirtan, just like last night we had Harinam Sankirtan around, and I believe again tonight that will be here in the city. Festivals, prasad distribution, all these things. Actually, I've discussed all these points in this book, on speaking strongly in Srila Prabhupada's service.
Mm-hmm.
how all these factors have to be there. People are very dull-headed. They may be attracted and woken up by hearing Harinam Sankirtan. They may have, many people have no interest in philosophy. But if there's a beautiful temple, they like to visit. So all these things have to be there. I'm just concerned that in our movement we're doing the Harinam, the Prasad distribution, the festivals, building the beautiful temples, but we forgot the straightforward and strong, clear speaking. Without which people never really understand what the teachings are. We find devotees who are Brahmin initiated and been in the movement 15, 20 years. They never read all of Prabhupada's books. They sit at home watching TV. Because they never got inspired by the philosophy, because no one, I don't know, no one ever spoke it to them, or what happened? Nothing happened. You should all read Srila Prabhupada's books every day. Okay, let's teach you a new mantra here. We must all read Srila Prabhupada's books again and again and again. So many times you press devotees on this, oh, what do you need to do that for, you know? You can turn this light off. Why is that light on? Sometimes after hammering devotees, they eventually surrender and start to read Prabhupada's books. And then they say, oh, I've been initiated for 15 years, but I feel, when I started reading Prabhupada's books, I feel like my spiritual life really began. Because they never understood why they were doing what they were doing. So then for them it becomes some kind of pious religious affair. So now the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is available here in Tamil. So how many devotees here are initiated and have not read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? Don't be shy to raise your hands, because you won't be the only one who haven't read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, who have not. So you have a lot of work to do. You should make that a priority. Often we tell devotees, you've got to go out and preach. But what are you going to preach if you don't know? Preach, okay, but you have to study also. Otherwise, you're bringing in more and more people, but no one really knows what they're doing. And we just create a whole class of neophyte devotees. Not the kind of people who are going to change the world and who are going to challenge these demons. So your first duty, especially if you've been bold enough to accept Brahmin initiation, you have to read all of Prabhupada's books. How can you call yourself a Brahmin if you've never read Srimad Bhagavatam? When I joined the movement, I was told that it's Maya to read Prabhupada's books. I was told that that was what was being preached by our GBC. It's Maya to read Prabhupada's books. Is it so? You should just do service, that's all. I didn't believe them. I used to take the books and go outside the temple in London, sit in a park and read the books. So it's Maya not to read Prabhupada's books. So you should all have a set of Bhagavatam in your home. Do all of you read Bhagavad Darshan every month? Who read all the Bhagavad Darshan in the last issue? Less than half. So, great success of this festival is we get everyone to read it. But it has to be of quality that people will be inspired to read it also. All right, so don't be dull-headed. Any other questions? No, now they're afraid to ask any questions. All right. You have a question? Comment? Okay, translated as he speaks.
Maya just said that everyone should read Bhagavatam, and a few years back when Akhila Dharbhu was there in Srirangam, Prabhupada disciple, and he told to Rukmiya Prabhu.
Told who?
He had told to Rukmiya Prabhu, you want to stay in ISKCON, you want to be in ISKCON forever, then you should study Bhagavatam. Otherwise, you will not stay in ISKCON. So he pointed out one devotee also that he was just doing service and the devotee didn't stay for that. So devotees, if whoever wants to stay in ISKCON and they have to study Bhagavatam, and with that I studied Bhagavatam. At that time I didn't know English much, but still I studied Bhagavatam. Now, opportunity to read in
Tamil.
If we read Bhagavatam, then we get the desire to read it again and again.
And you can learn English also, if you read in English. Yeah, you can say. Yeah, yeah.
If you want to stay in this part, please read Bhagavatam. Otherwise, you cannot survive in this part of mountain. And if you go to Mount Yogi, you cannot survive for mountain. Because if you set this point, it's not ready. You cannot understand it over first day. Then you cannot read it. It has happened. And by this mercy, I could read Bhagavatam. Because I think there is no Kavi Lassan. I don't know much in this, but still, I got time to be by this to see.
Pibhata Bhagavata Rasamalayam. Then even if you want to learn English, you can read Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. It's excellent English. Simple, and the standard of English is first class. It's a bit archaic or anachronistic is a more correct word. It's a bit old style, but it's very good English, very clear, very very easy to understand, and the ideas are set forth very well. It's very, very good English. So, Hare Krishna.